This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do. I do appreciate the time that you're with me. I do appreciate the time that you're, sending me emails. Sending friends emails or tweets or whatever. I'm hearing now that kind of shows my age, that you guys don't really do emails anymore. Everybody is Facebooking or tweeting or texting or whatever. Good for you. As I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563. Yep. We had California. As you saw in the last couple election cycles, and they wear it as a badge. But basically, apparently, because we don't follow suit with the rest of the country, they think here in California it actually shows how much smarter we are than they are. I think it shows how much dumber we are than they are. Because we're not willing to make a change. We are not willing to cross over the political divide, if you would, to make sure that the right people get in their positions. Around here, it's Dem for Dem's sake. There's no rhyme or reason to it. They've just, it's in the air. It's in the air ducts in the buildings. Basically, what it boils down to is that it's a Democrat thing, period. You vote Democrat no matter what. You vote Democrat no matter how good or bad or whatever the situation is. The state has wasted millions and millions and millions of dollars when they were given that money by the people of California to fix our dams and aqueducts and such, and they blow it. And then the Dems wonder why we don't want to give them any more money. We don't want to give them money because, let me say it again, they blow it. Why is this so hard to understand? They blow it. By the way, did I tell you they blow it? We've got dams that are cracking and breaking. We haven't got enough dams to hold back the water. At one point, they were pumping 70% of the rainwater back out into the ocean. Because they did such a poor job of being ready for this. Not good. Not cool. You know, because all that climate change, it's easy to follow, right? We're in a drought. And since it's global warming climate change, chances are it wasn't going to rain here anyway. You know, they know so much more than we do. They got it all together, right? They do. They drive me out of my mind. What little bit I have left. So anyhow, Vera Gu, That's what sent me down that road. Villaraigosa. Tony Antonio Villaraigosa. He was the mayor of Los Angeles for years. Left it in shambles. And that's what the Dems do, you know. They reward you for being a poor worker. They reward you for doing a lousy job. They move you laterally. The National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, just resigned. He resigned today. If he was a Democrat, as you saw in situations, he wouldn't have been asked to resign. No way. They would have found another job for him. They would have found another thing for him to do. Because that's what they do. And they keep going down that road. They just keep... These people are in love with each other. That's why I said, let's just get this over with. Let's just vote for California to become its own state. Give us time to move out. Give us look at, you're giving refugees relocation fees and costs and money. Give us relocation fees. We'll be refugees from California. Wonder if you treat us the same way. So let us leave the state. You take it. You become whatever it is. You know, you become your own country of California. Whatever you're gonna call it, I don't know. I don't care. Right? You run it the way you want to run it. You let all the liberals in here do whatever they darn well please. And mark my words, within, 15 years, would you say? We'll have the whole thing back. Won't be a problem. Won't be one for me, anyway. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to talk, if you're involved in the conversation, head up to the website. Where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Ready for this one? And you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everybody should have a copy of that book, because that's two things for you. The left has been saying that if you're any one of those, you are a nasty, hateful, loveless person. So let's show them where they're wrong. Let's prove to them that they're wrong. Right? And then if you're on the left, you should buy it to see really, really where I'm at. Really where Bible-thumping white guys are at. And again, if you're on the right, you got all the ammunition you need. Listen, I'm Joe Messina, your host. More on Antonio Villaraigosa, who basically says, look, immigrants should be allowed to stay. They're not doing anything wrong. I don't know where he lives. It ain't here. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge, to the grinder, to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
You know, really, if you're not a young Frankenstein aficionado, just go somewhere else. I love Mel Brooks. Although he wouldn't make 5 cents today. It would kill the man today. He'd be picketing the studio wherever he was. You all know that's true. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We'll see if I can get through this. Former L.A. mayor attorney debated on what's our show called? The First 100 Days. Megan. Martha. Martha is such an old name. I don't mean like old person. I mean that's, yeah, Martha McCowan. McCallum. Martha M. over at Fox News. She interviewed the L.A. mayor, and they're talking about immigration and what should be. I mean, here's the
former LA mayor. Left the city in a shambles. I mean, the city was in bad, bad shape. And I got to give Martha credit. Some of these people have really, over at Fox, they've really kind of turned a little bit, and they're being a little more snippy the way I like it. But let's take a listen to what Via Ragu thinks that we should be doing with our illegals. Hold on. It'd probably help if you turn the sound on, huh?
California, welcome to the both of you.
Hi, Martha.
Hi there. You know, I want to start with...
I always love these
delays. David Wall, an attorney, and Antonio Villaraigosa, the former...
She really massacred that name, didn't she? Yeah, good luck.
Mayor of Los Angeles and a candidate for the governor of California.
Oh, here we go. I'm doing the best I can, people.
And welcome to both of you.
Hi, Martha.
Hi there.
All right, this may not work. Oh, I had this all planned out. I hate it. All right, come on, let's give it a refresh. You guys, you can't miss this. Because this guy is a flaming fool. I'm being clean and I'm being nice. He's a flaming fool. Villaraigosa, he thinks that the world revolves. Here we go. The world revolves around the Hispanic community. See, the same group that doesn't want us to use labels, the same group that doesn't want us to deal with this, they use labels all the time.
An attorney, and Antonio Villaraigosa, the former mayor of Los Angeles and a candidate for the governor of California. Welcome to both of you.
Hi
there. I want to start with last week we played a soundbite from President Clinton, which sounded really not that dissimilar from what we've heard from President Trump in many ways. And here is President Obama talking about illegal immigration.
But those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law, and they are... showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked.
Wow. How do you guys deal with that? Mr. Obama, El Presidente that you
and
love.
And circumventing the line of people who are waiting.
Is saying himself... You can't just let people come in. You can't just let people do what they want to do. You can't just let people walk all over the law.
Patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become... immigrants in this country.
Let's go to the mayor first on this. So what's the difference, Mayor? Why is there so much hysteria over...
Yeah, I can't keep doing this.
For the Trump actions.
First of all, I'll defend President Obama when it's warranted. I'm not going to defend his deportation policy. I didn't agree with it. And I don't agree with what's going on here. If it's true that upwards of 75% of the 700-plus people who have been deported are serious criminals, why won't they respond to the Congress who's asked for that specific information, detail?
Yeah, he's not really telling the truth here. Congress hasn't asked for anything. Congress hasn't asked for them to lay out why the 75% of these people they're picking up are being deported. ICE is doing their job. And might I add, this job was put together... These processes, these guidelines were put together under Mr. Obama and Attorney General Holder. So you can blame Trump all day long. You guys are really good at this. You can blame Trump all day long. Nothing to do with him.
Build information on exactly who...
And remember something. He ran on this. This is nothing new. This is why I think those town halls where they supposedly have Republicans... screaming at Republican, legislators. I think it's a line of bunk. Okay? I think it's fake. I think it's faked. I think it's a line of hooey. He was voted. This is all the stuff that he said he would do. And they knew it. And they voted for him. And they knew what they were getting themselves into.
Who's been deported and what they've done. we hear, I've heard from lawyers who represent the Rapid Response Network of lawyers that are...
Wouldn't it be great if we had a rapid response? Wouldn't it be great if they would do the same thing for our veterans? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to have a rapid response legal team that these jackwagons would get behind? So every time a vet was having a hard time getting into a hospital, getting the service he needs, there would be a rapid response legal team that could force the issue and get those guys the service they need. Wouldn't that be really cool? No. Let's take care of people that are here illegally. That's much more important than our vets.
Representing these deportees, saying that a number of the people, a good number, don't have exact numbers, but a good number of them.
Well, that's the damn way. Let's just broad brush it. Yes, a lot of these people, really, Viragu, give me five names, right? Give me five names and their stories. You don't have a clue. I know you don't.
Them have not committed serious violent crimes. That, in fact, there have been some checkpoints. Well,
you know, I'm so tired of this. The checkpoints, the violent crimes, yes, they have. Are you calling our ICE agents?
They specifically, include, we've been told.
They include...
I love it. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
According to the document by Homeland Security.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Back. Listen to The Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Again, always, always, always head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can. There's so many things you can do up there on our website. Seriously. You know, and if you take the poll, if you read the stories, let's start off there. Read the stories. Let the writers know. We have plenty of writers up there. It's not just me. Let the writers know how you feel about them. Right? Let the writers know whether you think they're off or on or whatever. Seriously. Anyway, for some of you who know, remember hearing Villaraigosa, Antonio Villaraigosa, was the mayor of Los Angeles. His claim to fame is that he left them in a mess. I mean, a major league mess. And now he thinks that he's qualified. Well, I guess he would be. Right? If you were able to screw up Los Angeles the way he did, I guess maybe he would be qualified to be governor of California. It's kind of like the same thing, right? But he feels that illegals, they refuse to call them undocumented, illegals, right, are getting a raw deal. Not our vets, not the citizens, but the illegals. Yes, I know. I'm irritating, huh? But I'm doing it on purpose. Anyway, so we were listening to a clip of him on Fox today. And on a show called The First 100 Days. Let's take a listen some more. You can really hear what this... Just listen.
The other 25%, they say, are people who've been either kicked out a couple of times or have been told they have to leave by a certain date and still have not left. David
Wolf... Or have used fake documents. That's what I'm saying. Why don't they show us the evidence of that? Now, remember, too, you're taking... statements.
They have used fake documents, and he goes over that at 100 miles an hour. Not a big deal. And what is it? What do they call it? Identity theft costs consumers $6 billion a year to clean up their credit, to clean up what they have going on. You know, when you talk about the effect, don't pick what's $6 billion. You know, But you'll scream about 10 or 15 or 21 billion to build a wall. When you pull all this money together, building that wall might actually save us some money.
That have come from three different people, but we're not putting them in a context. The context here is that President Trump has talked about for a year and a half deporting 11 million people. That is a number that we've never seen.
Actually, what he's been saying is the criminals, the worst, the ones that have committed felonies. If it's 11 million, wow, that's a big number. Good. Get rid of them. We have enough of our own criminals. We don't need to import them, and we don't need to keep them here.
It's your turn to respond.
And so it's within that context.
Martha, let me tell you, I've seen the statistics. For example, last week in L.A., 160 people were arrested. 150 of those 160 had serious felony convictions like child molestation, sexual assault, serious violent felonies. And, Martha, I've represented people for many years. And when someone is convicted either by jury trial or they enter a plea to a felony case, a judge reads an admonishment saying that if you are not a citizen of the United States, not you may, not you could, but you will be deported. So this is no surprise to these people. The surprise is they detrimentally...
The surprise is that somebody is actually, after all these years, somebody's actually going to enforce law. Look, it's like you let your kids get away with something all their little young lives, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and then all of a sudden when they're 16 years old, you clamp down on them, they look at you. Now, some of you know it's either been done to you or it's been done to parents you know, where that child turns around and looks at you and says, all of a sudden you want to be a mother? All of a sudden you want to be a parent? All of a sudden you want to be my dad? Now you're going to tell me what to do? Not going to happen. And that's what's happened here. We have let them get away with this for so long. We have let people break the law for so long, they're truly, truly stupefied when you decide to enforce it. And the legislators are scratching their heads going, why would we enforce the law? Well, why don't you guys just go home and not make any more laws? You don't want to live by them anyhow. You don't want us to live by them. You want to make laws and hopefully, maybe, kind of, sort of, we'll do the right thing.
Relied on the last 8 years when Barack Obama did not go after people in these type of criminal raids for deportation purposes. So, yes, their families have expanded. Their children have relied on the fact that these people would still be in America. But when I saw Mr. Trump at a rally last summer in Costa Mesa, I asked him about some of his promises, including immigration stuff, and I'll never forget. He looked me in the eye when we met, and he said, you just watch when it comes to whether or not he's going to follow through on this stuff, whether he was serious about the wall. This man means business. He wants to protect America, and that includes the left.
Whoa. You mean to tell me that he wasn't just saying that? Those were just political promises? He actually intended to carry through on them? You know, I meant to keep the story, but there's a story up to the... Do you remember the... they called them Anchor Baby Hotels. And there were plenty. There were lots of Asians coming over here. Japanese, Chinese, Taiwanese, that kind of thing. They were coming here. They have their babies here. They were baby trips. And then once they got here, they couldn't fly anymore. It was about ready to give birth. They put them in these hotels, rush them to the hospital, say, guess what? Their child has American citizenship. All of a sudden, everything's cool and fine. It is not what the Fourth Amendment was for. It was not what was supposed to happen.
Latinos in Southern California who are law-abiding citizens who want protection themselves. This is across the board important.
Martha, nobody is suggesting that if somebody is a serial rapist, has hurt children, has committed serious violent crimes,
no,
that they shouldn't be
deported. I think we're all on the same page on that, Mayor. So let me ask you this, though. What if someone has repeatedly been kicked out of the country and allowed to come back in, like Kate Stanley's killer, for example? What if they have no prior violent record, but they have been told by a judge, you have to leave by December 2013, and then it's discovered by ICE, you know what, you're still here several years later in 2017. Why? And that's against the law, Mayor. I mean, if you've been told you have to leave and given time to do so,
listen carefully.
Then that's the law. I mean, how do you get around that?
The law is broken, Martha. The law is broken.
So the law is broken. So you get to break it. I don't like the way the law reads. So you get to break it. I think the law isn't working right. So just trample all over it. Isn't that a great thing to teach your kids? Right? How is it like that? Your daughter comes home at 14 years old after being out to 2 o'clock in the morning, and you say to her, you know the rules, curfew's 10 o'clock, you should have been here. Well, that's not right. That's broken. I don't like it. Everybody else is out to 2 o'clock in the morning. You guys are not with the mainstream. This is what I want to do. See, that's what scares me to no end about the Democrats. No law pertains to them. Any law they don't like, they do not have to enforce. They don't have to. Where do you think the idea of sanctuary cities came from? They don't want to enforce the law. Federal or otherwise, they don't want to enforce the law.
Both know, Democrats and Republicans, that the immigration system is broken. Why not spend our time fixing it instead of terrorizing communities, coming into those communities?
You notice how that is? Terrorizing. What a piece of work this guy is. Terrorizing communities. Because we're going to go in there, and we're going to pull out the rapists, and we're going to pull out the ones that are breaking the law, and that's terrorizing. But what was it, Kate Steinle? That wasn't terrorizing. Think about this. These people have got such a skewed thought process. And if you could see his face, how mad he's getting at her. You know, it's Margaret, the law is broken. The system is broken. Well, no kidding. But not the way you think. See, the biggest difference here is when a Democrat says they want comprehensive, immigration reform, what they mean is tear down the fences, bring them on in, we'll try to get them documented, we'll see what happens. When a Republican says they want normal, when a Republican says they want to reform the immigration system, what they mean by that is sane and safe. Shouldn't take you 20 years to become an American citizen. Yes, there should be guidelines. Yes, there should be things you should be doing. And what we're forgetting about is the middle-of-the-road solution here that nobody wants to talk about. You don't have to become a citizen. You can simply become a legal resident. What's wrong with that? You're allowed to be here legally? You can stay here. You can pay taxes. We know where you are, and it's okay. Why can't we do that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. More. We're going to finish up via Ragu on the other side. We'll be back in a minute.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of TCN Live. Was the mic hot when I said that? Oh, my God. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Cut away with 15 lousy... Good to have you with me. $15 lousy dollars. And buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it up on Amazon. You can find it on my and on our website, therealside.com. There's a gazillion and three ways you can get the book. Please feel free to support me. Not like I make $107 on every book. You know what I'm saying? Use the math. You'll figure it out. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time. I got to get right back to this, because this guy, he has made me nuts for years. He can get me from 0 to 60. He can get me from 0 to 60 mad in, like, no time. I know I shouldn't let him do that to me, but he does. So here's a former mayor, L.A. mayor, who left the place in a shambles. I mean a real, really real shambles. Right? He left L.A. in the biggest mess. And how the Democrats, I love this. I don't understand the logic, but I love it because it helps me figure out how they operate. So this is Villaraigosa. You know, it's the last minute of it. If you missed the previous segments, you go back and get them later on. But, you know, you listen to this, and you got to say to yourself, oh, my God, I can't believe that this guy, you know, I can't believe he thinks like this. Although I can believe he thinks like this.
And the way that they're doing, dividing children from their parents, and the way that we've seen in a number of these cases.
But if the numbers were higher under President Obama, why is there so much fear and anxiety now? When he
I already said to you, I'm not defending President Obama. I'm not defending President Obama.
But okay, so here's where the Democrats seem to can't take responsibility for anything. Right? Think of what did he just say? They come in and they rip families apart. See, so it's the government ripping the family apart, not the fact that they came here illegally, not the fact that they've done nothing in 20 years to become a legal resident, not the fact that they had kids here knowing what that meant. See, none of that means anything to most of the far-left Dems. Nothing. So there's no law to follow. Once you get past that law, once you make it here, laws don't apply to you. Isn't that interesting? Think about what he's saying. Think about what he's advocating. Come on. So if we're going to live in a lawless society, if we're going to live in a lawless way, heck, I'm in. No, really, I don't need insurance in my car anymore. I can speed anywhere I want to go. You can't throw me in jail. You can't tow. You know, the L.A. police will not impound or tow a car of an illegal. You will of a legal citizen. You get pulled over, you have no driver's license, you have no proof of insurance, none of that stuff. They won't impound your car. They won't do it because it's too much of a hardship. Not a hardship on a single mom, not a hardship on an American family just trying to make ends meet. No, that's different. And they wonder why, the Dems wonder why the average Anglo, if you would, is so mad. See, we don't get mad when it's fair and equal, when it's truly fair and equal. I don't get irritated. If everybody has the same chance to succeed, I'm not mad. If everybody has the same chance to fail, I'm not mad. You get the same chance to get to college, the same chance. I mean, if it's equal, truly equal across the board, I'm good. It's wonderful. The minute you give somebody an edge up on me and they're here illegally, they've not paid a nickel in the taxes, and you're giving them my tax money? That's a problem. And don't give me that compassion stuff. I don't want to hear about it. Right? And you Christians out there who are whining and crying, and you can't not accept a refugee. Yes, you can, actually. You can. And maybe you should. I'm not gonna do a Bible study in the 7 minutes we have left. But maybe you should check. And see what Christ said about refugees. See what Christ said about taking people in. Go look at what they're doing in Europe. Look at what the refugees are doing when the European countries, when the governments are giving them all kinds of handouts, and some of it they don't even want, they're throwing back at them. Because it's not the kind of food they want to eat. Listen, when I'm hungry, right? This stuff I'll eat that I would never eat normally. When your family is hungry, you'll do just about anything to feed them, won't you? We've done stories of the show where they wouldn't do certain kinds of work because it was against their religious belief. Now, if they do that, it's okay. We're supposed to be compassionate and understand. If I work for the government and I don't want to sign a marriage license, or I don't want to make a cake at my business, or I don't want to take your photographs of your same-sex wedding, then I'm a bigot and a racist and a homo. I mean, every one of those labels you can come up with. And I should do time in jail. I should be put out of business and yada, yada, yada. So don't you, have you not seen yet that it's not an equal playing field? The fact that you're giving illegals a leg up over hardworking American citizens is what's causing this angst. And the violence you see in the street has nothing to do with Republicans. Do not tell me Trump brought it out, brought it to the surface, whatever. You know, under a black president with a black AG, we've had some of the worst race relations since the 60s. And that's coming from the black community, who are not behind Obama, who don't feel that he's their hero. They feel like he let them down big time, and that he actually made it worse. This isn't Joe talking. This is the black community talking. Let's finish this up. Can't handle much more looking at this guy.
On his immigration policy.
But the point you're is that President Trump is being treated
The point is that the media is outraged when Trump does it as opposed to when Mr. Obama does it. Why? Because Mr. Trump is Mr. Trump. But the reality is, Martha, you know, when you re-enter the country, as you were just talking about, and you've got a criminal record, there are federal penalties for that. These should be filed in federal courts, and there are federal prison requirements for someone who repeatedly does that, like the man in San Francisco who killed Kate Stanley. And I think the mayor would agree. I mean, the mayor could well be the governor of California, and I hope he is, to be honest.
Yeah, you don't need to hear the rest of that because he goes into a love fest on Ragu, and I don't want to throw up all over my keyboard. So, anyhow, but this is the mindset they had. If you guys missed the show last week, we talked about Senate Pro Tem De Leon. And he said half his family is here illegally. Half his family has stolen Social Security numbers. Half his family has stolen IDs. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. A legislator, the soon-to-be president of the California Senate. These guys are held to a higher standard. If they know about a law that's being broken, they are supposed to turn them in, or they could be impeached and removed. But they won't do that. See, the Dems run California. They run both of the houses. Nothing will happen to that guy. Nothing. So when you look at it, he knows his family's here illegally. And I'm not suggesting he be cold-hearted. But they stole Social Security cards, Social Security numbers. They've stolen IDs. They've stolen all kinds of things. And then he says, this is an okay practice because it's what you need to do to make it in today's economy, to make it as an illegal in today's economy. He said undocumented. I'm calling them what they are, illegal. I'm calling them what the Constitution calls them. You don't want to call them that? Change the Constitution. Good luck with that. Think how much trouble the Dems are, because even if they want to change, even if they want to have a constitutional convention, they can't do it. The Republicans are in charge of most of the states. Can't do it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to see the work, the handiwork, you know, you look all across the country. Look at what shape Detroit's in. Right? Look what's going on in the outskirts of this D.C., the outskirts of Chicago, what Miami looks like, you know, the back areas of Miami. We can go through the whole country. Los Angeles, it's a great place. Right? You go look at the Dem-controlled areas, look at the damage, look what kind of shape they're in. I mean, seriously, how much proof do you need? But you've all drank the Kool-Aid so much that you can't get away from it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch there. You can watch live there. You can listen live. There's a whole bunch of things you can do up there. You can buy my book. You can buy a coffee mug. You can go ahead and give me your email address. There's a little white block, top right-hand corner. Give me your email address, and every week, I send out an email. It's, you know, the topics we're going to be discussing, some of the things we're going to be doing. Don't miss it. Wednesday night, David Horowitz will be on with me. A lot more coming up this week. Have a great rest of the day. I appreciate you being with me.